Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Moloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here is your host, Sean Moloney.
Welcome to episode 267, Working as a Buyer's Agent. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Moloney. Thanks for joining me this week. Guys, I want to talk to you about a pressing subject. That's being a buyer's agent. We just saw last week NAR settled, right? They didn't even ask us. They settled and they took the bite, $400-something million for the lawsuit, all to do with the idea of our buyer's agents being unfairly compensated, and should that be posted on the MLS, and should they use a buyer agency agreement? Lots of different people have lots of different reactions, actions, and thoughts of the future, but one of the things that I want to talk to you about here is what I think you should do and what effect it's going to have on you. So we're going to break down the lies, the conspiracies, we're going to talk about the truths behind it, we're going to talk all about how the DOJ hasn't even settled it yet, and kind of clear it up for you. First off, I want to start off by saying if you're worried about your pay, you probably should be more worried about what you're doing. Buyers need buyer's agents. They're their guide in spending hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. In the 90s, the government decided that it was best for buyers to have their own representation, so I don't think that this is going to be forever and that buyer representation is going away. I think the way that we bill it, the way that we talk about it, the way that we contract it probably is going to change, and agent quality should go up. My opinion, this is going to lead to a mass exodus from real estate, from real estate agents that had no business being a real estate agent. Why do I say that? Well, you know, the thing is, in real estate, it's a pretty low bar of entry, right? We have people at all different levels. We have the professionals who do everything right. We have the fly-by-nights that do everything wrong. And we have everything in between. One thing we know, though, is a buyer's agent who brings their value is going to get lots of recommendations and is going to have no trouble finding a client. Now, part of the settlement or agreement, whatever we want to call it here, there's two big factors. One of them is that no longer can the MLS show cooperating compensations. Does that mean cooperating compensations are going away? Absolutely not. What it means is cooperating compensations will have to be listed in other places other than the MLS system. This truly means it's a big blow to the National Association of Realtors and to the MLS systems because it's going to mean users need to go elsewhere to find the data. Where will they put it? Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, flyers, their own website, possibly even Zillow, all different places, right? Where they won't put it, they won't be able to put it on the MLS anymore. Why? Because they believe that it was collusionary for them to have forced agents to put commission on the buyer's side. Now, where did they have it wrong? Well, you only had to put like a penny. You had to put 0.0001. You just had to fill the box. You didn't have to offer a certain percentage. I know the news is talking about gone is the 6% commission. Well, first off, as real estate professionals, we can't talk to other brokerages about a commission percentage. So why don't they take the news to court? Because the news keeps talking about this fixed 6%, which isn't even true, right? We know that. We've negotiated our commissions forever with people. So far as even at the freaking home inspection, they ask us for $1,000 out of our paycheck to pay for a water heater and other things. No other industries like it. You don't go into Shaw's and go, hey, thanks for your chips. I want to pay you $3 instead of $4. But guess what? We've dealt with it our entire career. So I'm not quite sure where this came from, but we know most times what happens is the seller's agent puts on the MLS a cooperating compensation. Who pays that? Well, because of paperwork, the seller pays the seller's agent and the seller's agent pays the commission. What do I mean? Well, the buyer pays the price. They pay the total, say we'll make $350,000, right? Then out of that $350,000, the seller then takes a certain percentage and they distribute it to their seller's agent. Now, that seller's agent distributes it to a cooperating compensation to another agent based on upon, typically speaking, the contract and the amount already spoken to the client about in the cooperating compensation section of the contract. So it's no surprise to the seller they're doing this. It's always spoken about ahead of time. Now, mind you, some agents are not that good at the job. Maybe they don't do as good of a job. Now, on the other side of the table, we have buyer's agents who, depending on the state, may or may not need to work in a buyer agency agreement. The second part to this lawsuit is that now, by July, all buyer's agents need to work in a contract if they're an MLS subscriber. What does this mean? It means more people are going to be in contract, which means more people are going to understand where the money comes from. Is it in their opinion what's going to happen? And people are going to understand. But the truth is, if the buyer's agent puts in the commission on the buyer side and the seller side doesn't pay it, then the buyer will be left paying the rest of the bill. No big deal, always happen. Lots of agents already did this, guys. This isn't new. The truth is, the agents who are tentative about themselves, that don't feel good about themselves, they're the agents who are going to get scared of this contract and they're not going to want to do it. What could it lead to? A mass exodus of bad realtors right out of the industry. A mass exodus of bad real estate agents out of the industry. Just in general, a mass exodus because they fear what they don't know. What will end up happening is the best agents will survive and people will look for those experienced buyer's agents that can really give them the best experience. During times of change, stop worrying about your commission and start worrying about what you're doing. Use that buyer agency agreement to properly explain your value, to properly explain how it works, to make the client understand that you're not just out there with a key to open a door and sign a contract. You're there to help them in a lifetime value purchase that is the most expensive thing, if not sometimes even tenfold what their other purchases are, 100-fold even, 1,000-fold. Why would they want to do it alone? They don't buy a cell phone without a person. They don't buy anything, right? So learn to provide the value and your clients will follow you. Guys, don't let this commission lawsuit scare you. Wait till the DOJ rules on it. We got to see where it goes. For me, what I'm thinking that what's going to end up happening, guys, we're going to see some people leave. We're going to see some things change. But the truth is, having these different agreements is going to lead to a revolution and possibly the downfall of NAR and possibly the downfall of the MLS and overall improvement for both the consumer and the professional alike. If you disagree with me, you want to talk about it, whatever, throw it in the comments. If you haven't already done so, pound the subscribe button. I really appreciate you guys and I look forward to talking to you next week.